Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
This is...
Who are you? I'm all Greg. Pleased to meet you.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring...
I'm Instagram famous. Quack, quack, quack.
Come on, man. We go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom. You're a fraud, Greg.
Greg Hill.
Chicken and a biscuit crackers. The single greatest cracker ever conceived by man.
That's Greg. That's cracker on cracker crime.
Curtis.
Yeah.
A couple hours sleep and he's still got it.
Oh,
cheese,
you know.
On them crackers.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
Super Bowl champion Jermaine. Oh my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
Wiggy.
Look at Wiggy. He really regrets his normal routine in the morning, which is sniffing the seat before he sits in it.
Ew. Jeez. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I was like, wait a second, that don't smell the same as a normal.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Oh, this is going to make me sound stupid, but can't you just buy your own sex doll?
Courtney Cox.
The Agriculture Department is ordering the dairy industry to test milk-produced cows.
And accompanied by...
Look at my booty in these tight pants.
You know, can't stuff it in your mouth if you're on the phone.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Another stroke of sweetness.
Curtis and Shime.
When it hits my lips, I get that really good lemon. I probably could do
you
that.
You got to do the Rick Ross grunt when you talk about the lemon pepper.
That's a drop.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning. Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. We're my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Yeah. Greg Hill.
Yeah.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
Good morning from Brattleboro, Vermont, and the very first... The very first, very cold road show of the third road show season. Why? This is a beautiful place, the Stone Church.
It is amazing.
And did you say a prayer walking in?
I did not. Oh, Curtis is very.
Yes, yes, yes.
I haven't seen God in about 5 years, so hello. I would say when we agree today, instead of saying I agree, we should say and also with you.
Yes,
and also with you.
That's a good idea.
Yes, yes. Yes.
But what a unique spot. And I just said this to Greg before the show. Monica Tibbetts' nut would hate it here.
Yeah.
There are lots of pickup trucks
yeah.
and people actually going to work for the day, not taking some Prius to go get coffee at Seattle's Pete's or whatever the hell it's called.
But it's true.
Yep.
It's rural America.
That it is.
Yes, it is. And we are delighted to be here. Thanks to all you guys for coming out early. Thanks for coming out last night. We had an unbelievable night last night at the Poorhouse. In Keene, right across the border.
You can't beat that place.
No.
The nicest people that own it and work there,
yeah.
but then also the nicest people that come out.
Yeah.
So many hugs, so many shot wheels. I saw Wiggy, Talina was there, Mrs. Wiggins being there, mm-hmm. just adds
yeah.
another level. It was so much fun.
You snuck right out last night.
I did.
You got
well,
out
I
there.
Told you guys yesterday I was having a little bit of a tummy ache,
all right.
so I had to get out when I
Irish
when I
exit,
had to go.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what it's yeah. called.
Yep.
Wiggy, were you last standing, or was
yeah,
I?
Yeah, I didn't leave too long after you.
Okay.
I left probably after maybe the Minnesota Vikings pick.
Yeah.
So which would have been 10. Is
did Chime get that one right or wrong?
Sean, good morning, Sean.
Yeah,
morning,
I don't know
Greg.
If you got that one right.
are we going to address?
We'll get to the stats during trending.
Okay. Yeah, they're not good. Yeah. I'll preview, not good.
Shime's mock will address
yeah.
that coming
yeah.
up.
Right. I just wouldn't be waiting to get an yeah. A-plus rating this year.
No, bye. I don't intend to, you know.
The New England Patriots have a quarterback, Wiggy.
Yes.
And it is
a lot of drama with this pick, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Sides, I guess it's kind of like, other than Shime, I don't know, and I'm kind of like, I'm glad they took a quarterback, but it seems like a lot of people are upset
with the pick. They might be in the Curtis category.
I can't wait to get to your thoughts this morning on Drake May. And certainly once we get through leads, and we'll have guest leads here this morning around 7:20 or whenever we do that. But Curtis not happy with that pick last night.
No, and it's the fact that Marvin Harrison went immediately after was sort of salt in the wound, because there was speculation that there was going to be the first ever five consecutive quarterbacks taken to open the draft. And seeing the Cardinals, who obviously people say they didn't win, they didn't, okay? But if not for one of the great passes and catches in Super Bowl history, the last time the Cardinals took a receiver in the top five, they would have won a Super Bowl with Larry Fitzgerald being their best player. And I'm sorry, Drake May may be a nice young man. He looks like he's 12.
So young.
And, you know, Jaden Daniels is 42, so it's good that he's 21.
Yeah.
But I have zero faith that, first of all, even if Drake May's good, which he may be, he's not going to be good with the Patriots roster. And with their offensive line, and with Bo Van Pelt, or whatever the hell the guy's name is, calling play, or heck.
Mike Van Pelt. Is it Mike?
Alex Van Pelt. He's not even the most famous Van Pelt.
And so I don't have a lot of faith that he'll be successful here, and you'll be able to see, I think, Marvin Harrison Jr. all year, sort of like we did with like DK Metcalf or A.J. Brown, guys that the Patriots picked or chose not to pick. You'll see all year long how he makes Kyler Murray better, whereas Drake May will be scuffling.
The only unfortunate thing, though, is you might have – I don't know. If you take Marvin Harrison, you might not have a – what's your quarterback? Because I got into a conversation with a guy yesterday, was kind of in the same boat. So I'm like, okay, you got Marvin Harrison, but then you got a backup in Jacoby Myers throwing to
him. But that's okay. You get Brissette. Somebody – you get
who are you getting?
Jacoby Brissett. You get somebody next year or the year after. You're in a rebuild anyway.
I understand that.
You take the best
but
player.
But you just keep kicking the can down the road for the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they did what Bill would not have done. And Bill certainly will get to it later, but not necessarily a big fan of the footwork of the quarterback that was drafted by the Patriots last night.
So, Bill Belichick was the star of last night.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't – there we didn't get to see a ton of it because we're just watching the ESPN feed. But on social media with Pat McAfee, Bill looks young. Mm-hmm. He looks rested.
Happy.
He looks like he's joined Shime a bit. He's getting himself in even better shape. And his breakdown, he was in his element talking about J.J. McCarthy and Drake May and all those guys. I don't know what the future holds.
Right.
But – he could do that for the next 15, 20 years if he wanted to.
If he wants to. If he doesn't want to return to coaching.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, the Patriots have selected Drake May with the number 3 pick, and that will be your quarterback going forward. Do you think he starts a game this season?
I mean, I would. I'm basically like baptism by fire. Nowhere in the church yet.
You would?
So I would basically just throw him out there, and I'd say, hey, listen, don't worry about anything. If you make mistakes, you make mistakes.
Okay, but then you get the same thing that you got with Mac Jones.
No. The thing that's different between Mac Jones and what you're potentially going to get with Drake May is if the coaching staff is like, don't worry about the mistakes. You're our guy. We're telling the world, hey, every week when Mayo talks, he's our guy. We're going to ride with
this. That's what you get by not having Bill there. Your opinion is that Bill ruined Mac Jones.
Oh, he didn't help him. So with a guy like Drake May, as long as it's like anything else, right? If your boss is saying, don't worry about mistakes, go out there and play. And whatever happens, happens. But you're our guy. And you're telling to the world he's our guy.
Yeah.
The confidence level, he knows, all right, maybe I'm going to struggle week to week, but at least I know I'm their guy, and he's going to learn on the job.
I think you have a little lemon pepper wing chunk in your throat.
That might have been something. The lemon pepper was good last night.
How were the wings to your approval?
Dry rub, yes.
They were good?
And what the amazing part of this is, my wife was kind of shocked about this, was that the – cook was by himself and cooked for the whole place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was pretty, I forget what his name was.
Also, on behalf of the entire Holiday Inn here in Brattleboro, Vermont, they want me to thank you for starting your truck at 4:45 this morning, loud as possible, and running it the entire time.
All right, listen.
Thank you.
That's what happens when you got
–
Tibbetts nuts, but that's what happens when you got a big truck.
Did you leave it running for an hour?
Well, I got to warm it up. I didn't know it was going to be 10 degrees.
You have a nice truck. That thing warms up quick.
Yeah, well,
you
no,
don't need to start
like,
at 4.
I like to get into it warm.
By the way.
Like my lady.
Speaking of which, Ken has risen. This is so eerie.
Oh, Ken is sitting up in the...
I don't love that.
He's in the choir seats in the Stone right. Church. So Stone Church is a music venue, and they do shows here.
Yeah.
And they turned, like, the corner pew into a bar. It's
really,
really
cool.
Really cool spot, and we want to thank them for having us here. Want to thank the radio group up here, Great Eastern Radio, and our guy Jeff Shapiro, who has our show on 95.3 up here in Keene, Brattleboro. Want to thank everybody involved over at the radio station for setting this up and making it happen. And one more time, want to thank you guys for being here bright and early. And if you're on your way down, I want to thank Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts has somebody over there is a listener, and they sent over a bunch of coffee and a bunch of food this morning for everybody. So thanks to Dunkin' Donuts for that. And we got a lot to get to on the show this morning, including the leads coming up in just about 15 minutes or so, around 6:25. They said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and we will certainly talk about what Drake May said about becoming a New England Patriot. Guest leads, 7:20. So hopefully you guys have a lead. We'll give you a minute or two for your guest leads this morning at 7:20. And then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning.
God letting me know early. The affiliate station is 93.5.
What did I say? 95.3.
Sorry. That's all right.
93.5. Well,
the people don't know.
You know what? Still more accurate than Chimes Mock.
Yeah. What a doozy.
Was it that bad?
Oh, wait till you hear.
Really?
Wait till you hear.
Okay.
I mean, he didn't at least get the top floor, right?
Wiggy, just wait. Just wait. Just
wait. Just wait. Just wait. All right. Why don't we get to that and the rest of what is trending this morning with Courtney?
Gresh and Fourier. Weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. The Patriots draft Drake May with their third pick. Let's go through the top five. The Bears took Caleb Williams. The Commanders took Jaden Daniels. The Pats with Drake. The Cardinals took Marvin Harrison Jr. And the Chargers took Joe Alt. For those keeping track at home, Scheim went 2 for 5. And quickly, the Chiefs keep getting better. They traded up with the Bills to get Xavier Worthy. Scheim didn't have that one either. Actually, those two in the first five, Wiggy, the only two he got correct from the first round.
What?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday was absolute chaos. I was so far off. I was so wrong. I was terrible. Mel beat me this year. He wins this year for sure.
But it wasn't chaotic. But it wasn't chaotic at all. We were sitting there.
It was.
It was like, what's going to happen?
What are you talking about?
I was like, it was obviously going to be Caleb Williams.
Of course, there were six quarterbacks in the first 12 picks.
It was,
and we knew who was going to go where.
Right. No, we didn't.
Daniel second.
Nobody on the planet knew.
Drake May third. Marvin Harrison four. Like, bing, 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 bing.
Nobody on the planet knew there were going to be six quarterbacks in the first 12 picks.
No, but everybody on the planet knew the first four.
Yeah,
and I thought there was still a chance Drake May was going to go over Jaden Daniels. I was wrong. I literally just said that.
But I'm just saying,
I'm not upset.
Chaotic.
Curtis is freaking out for no reason.
He's
saying it's not chaotic. That was one of the most chaotic drafts I've ever seen. That was pure chaos.
Good morning. I love you, Father. I will say this. Chime, the first four picks were the opposite of chaotic.
Right.
It was as dull as dull could be.
Curtis, even if I still got four, I still got every other pick wrong. It
right,
wouldn't have
you
mattered.
Would have doubled your correct picks.
Good for cool. I think it was a bad pick by Washington. Should have been Drake May. Like that's
right.
I'm happy.
The text that we get, the worst thing was Chime sending us a text after we had a knockdown drag out fight about his mock when he said, "It's not what I think is gonna happen, it's what I would do." When I was mocking him for Bo Nix at 12. But he sends us a text, should have kept Bo Nix at 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have. I didn't.
I would also say that Kirk Cousins in his mock, he did not have Michael Penix going to the Falcons.
I see that.
I don't feel
coming.
That bad for him though. I mean, how much is he going to make guaranteed? 180 or something?
100 million. That was one that came out of left field.
All right, well, the Red Sox fell to the Guardians in the series finale 6-4 the final after Cleveland jumped out to a 5-run lead in the bottom of the second. They are now back home with the Cubs in town today. 7:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 on the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. No playoff games tonight. Tomorrow the Celtics are in Miami to take on the Heat in Game 3, tied at 1 apiece. Tip is at 6 for that. And then the Bruins are in Toronto up 1 game on the Maple Leafs. Game 4 puck drop is at 8. At least we have a little bit of separation when it comes to time.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Teen Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney.
a little teary-eyed.
Well, it's emotional here at church. It feels like 25 in Brattleboro, Vermont. But back home, it is 36, sunny skies. Gorgeous weekend. Today, sunny afternoon, high in the mid-50s.
I am watching the show on Twitch, and we got the OG Twitch operator, Amen Corner, over here with us this morning. Round of applause for Amen Corner.
Good job, Amen.
However, we get those stream ads right in the middle of content. Can we fix that? Is that us or Twitch?
That's Twitch.
We got to send a strongly worded email.
Bezos.
I also may be adding something to the Twitch stream moving forward.
Really?
After some feedback from Twitchers.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
I'm always taking feedback.
Oh, I see. Is it just specific to you? Or?
Nope. For the whole entire station.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Talked to the boss man last night. Talked to Eamon. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A little bit more sexier.
Nope. Nothing to do with that.
Is that we're going to have to start dressing?
Just something that makes the stream a little bit easier to go back to.
Ah, okay. I like it.
Yeah.
Innovation. All right. We are at the Stone Church in Brattleboro, Vermont. Roadshow number one, presented by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time New England and by Harbor One Bank. And coming up, we'll get to this morning's leads next.
Wait a minute. Greg was at a place called Poor House last night. Huh. That's going to be a first. It's the Greg Hill Roadshow, live from Brattleboro, Vermont, on WEEI.
Ooh, yeah. You might have been hurt, babe.
Show number one from the Stone Church in Brattleboro, Vermont. And indeed, I want to thank everybody who came last night to the Poorhouse. And we had a little draft party and a pregame for the first road show. And there were some that were happy with the New England Patriots pick and some like Curtis who were not. And we'll get your feedback on that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. A bunch of thank yous. I want to thank Ashley from the Greg Hill Foundation. Round of applause for Ashley.
Best in the biz.
She comes to every single roadshow with the merch. We got great. I love the merch this year.
You show front, I'll show back.
Okay, Adam, and I'll show it on Twitch right now. Adam and Megan.
Wiggy said at the bar last night.
Adam and Megan and everybody at the foundation did a great job. So there's merch here. We got the long sleeves. We got two colors of long sleeves. We got the hoodie.
Yep.
Different color than last year. And so thank you to everybody who will at some point during one of the road shows get a piece of merch and help the Greg Hill Foundation out. 1 week from today, we'll be in Rhode Island. And love that road show. We will be down there on Thursday, and we'll go to Matunic Oyster Bar, and then we'll be with you at Ocean Mist on Thursday night, and then we'll be at Whalers Brewing Company in South Kingstown on Friday morning, 1 week from today.
I have had to live with a really awful decision for a long time. Last year, I got the wrong thing at Matunic.
Oh.
And it has been eating me alive ever since, because it's literally the best restaurant in the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I tried to go outside the box.
Yeah.
I went jambalaya.
Oh, weird. Yeah.
Like, what an absolute buffoon.
Yeah. Scheim had you getting the lobster pizza in his mock.
All day.
What a horrible mock. That is probably the worst mock anybody's ever done.
I don't know, Greg. Nobody really got a whole lot right last night. Outside of those first four picks. Like, everything else was different than what people expected.
I love how when somebody brags about being able to do something, and then when they can't, nobody can.
But, yeah, we'll be at Matunic. I love that place.
And, oh, I can't
and,
wait.
But it's great here. A great bunch of people came out last night in Keene at the Poorhouse. And you guys, thanks for being here this morning. Round of applause for being up.
Bright and early.
And at it, bright and early this morning. We certainly appreciate that. We will get to guest leads here at 7:20, so hopefully you brought a lead with you this morning. But before that, Chime, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Welcome, this is a farmhouse. We have cluster flies, alas, and this time
that's a Vermont-themed artist, maybe?
Yeah, that's correct. It is a Vermont band. That would be the band Fish.
Oh, I hate Fish.
So you hate Fish and you hate Rush. Got it.
Yeah, those are the two bands I can't stand, Fish and Rush.
Well, I'm sorry to start your day off poorly then, Greg.
How long is that song, 38 minutes?
No, actually, like, it's only four.
Uh-huh.
It's only four.
They don't have a four-minute song. Every song is 12 minutes from Fish. And I don't do acid, so I don't understand what they're singing about. All right, leads here this morning from Roadshow Number One. Chime, good morning.
Good
Was
morning,
that
Greg.
AAF joke.
Yeah, it's an AAF joke. Yes. What?
I didn't have Greg doing that joke in my mock draft. I promise. Good morning, everyone. Yesterday, last night was the most pivotal moment, non-Tom Brady related, in the New England Patriots franchise history. This is going to go down as a phenomenal pick. He is going to be better than Jaden Daniels. He is going to win more than Caleb Williams. And this is it is a special day because Drake May is a very special player. He is going to be an exceptional NFL athlete. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I am all positive all the time right now on the New England Patriots. No more negativity from me. I know I've been a negative Nancy for the last couple years. That's because their quarterback stunk, but not anymore. I am all in. With Drake May and the Patriots.
It would appear that maybe you and Bill Belichick disagree.
Greg, I probably would have done what Bill Belichick did as well if this kid was drafted by the franchise that tossed me out and then prevented me from getting another job.
He did that prior to them making the pick.
Well, what, talking about Drake May?
Yeah.
No, he did that after they made the pick.
No, it was before. It was as they were paid. He didn't even know necessarily that they were. He was gushing over J.J. McCarthy. I mean, Bill.
Pat McAfee asked him to react to the pick by the Patriots. He prefaces it with, "I know this is the franchise you are so synonymous with," and then he goes on to talk about Drake May, and he talks about all the negatives.
From your perspective, that's just Bill being bitter.
Yeah, because if Bill was the head coach and GM here, and Drake May was sitting there at three, they still would have taken Drake May.
Oh, I take the total opposite approach. If Bill wanted to be vindictive, I would have stood there and said, he's a no-doubter. He's going to be successful. All he needs is just a couple people around him in the right system.
But then Bill would be wrong if he doesn't believe that, or if he's not good, then Bill's wrong and Bill looks bad.
No, he could just say it's the coaching. The player was great. He just was put in the wrong system.
Yeah, I disagree. I think this was Bill's way of just talking down the franchise that kicked him out.
And do you think he starts this season?
Oh, yeah. I think he'll start at the latest by the end of September, like the first week in October, but I think he should probably start week one.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you, Shime.
All right, Shime. Thank you very much.
You're
Curtis,
welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. I heard Shime refer to Drake May as a special player. Can you tell me a single special play?
Yes, I can tell you multiple.
Okay. The guy played in the ACC. I watched the ACC. I don't remember a single thing he did other than lose to Virginia, who sucks. or stinks, sorry, God. And I feel like there's this – we can't share it. I don't think I've been trying to get it on the Twitch here, but the Patriots on their Instagram, I'm sure it's similar on their other social media websites, all smiles in the draft room. And it's like, let's collaborate.
Also, did you notice that Jonathan Kraft appears to have placed himself way in the back of the draft room so as to indicate that he has no say whatsoever in what's going on.
No, I didn't even notice that.
Did you notice that in that photo?
Totally.
Except when you were watching the stream of it, he had put himself alone with one other guy on the left side of the screen, and it was like everybody else was being collaborative, and he was in the front right by the camera so that they could see.
Yeah, I hope Shams right. It would be good for us if Drake May's great and the Patriots get back to being good. We all want that. That would be phenomenal. This draft is going to really be an easy one, like most are, but where you'll see what the other, like what Marvin Harrison, anybody taken after Jaden Daniels does, and it'll be a very difficult situation for many reasons, but most specifically, Drake May doesn't possess the qualities that elevates everyone around him, nor does he possess the quality to extend plays in the same way that Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams does. So I'm down on it. I hope I'm wrong. I hope Shams right, but I am unfortunately not in a great mindset for the Patriots this morning.
Well, we will get to talk to Jerod Mayo, the head coach of the New England Patriots, on Monday on this show about Drake May and about the draft. So I cannot wait for that coming up on Monday. Curtis, thank you very much. Courtney, good morning. We may get all the leads in on time this morning.
Wow.
You guys happy about that?
That's a first.
Yes. All right.
Good morning, everybody. And while I love listening to Shime and Curtis fight over whether or not Drake May is going to pan out, there are two guys that I really do take their word as gospel when it comes to talent. And that is Bill Belichick. And I'm with you, Curtis, that I think that he was not very impressed about the pick of Drake May.
Right.
But the other one, Julian Edelman, who took to Twitter immediately after he was chosen. He tweeted, or X'd, whatever you want to call it, if you build the right ecosystem around this kid, he's got a chance. Lots of room to grow as a player. Hashtag LFG. I don't care how many hashtag LFGs you're going to put at the end of that. That was a slight. You're saying if you build the right ecosystem around him, he has a chance? Is that really who you want to build your franchise around? Somebody that has a chance if you build the right ecosystem around?
Yeah, like Julian's watched a ton of UNC games. Are we all experts now?
Exactly, don't you think
I'll give Bill. I'd see Bill going through a ton of UNC games and really looking at stuff. It's like Julian, he's either, you know, going through draft outfits and now all of a sudden he's a draft expert.
You don't think that Julian Edelman, when the Pats chose Drake May, that he went back and looked at a few things and Julian Edelman has a good eye to look at talent?
No, I think he's the one like a lot of us.
We disagree. We disagree on
that. How much film do you think Julian Edelman watched the UNC?
I don't think that he's watched a ton of film on UNC. I think that he's paid attention to the draft going into this, with whether it's for his podcast or the other media opportunities he has.
Here's what I would say, Courtney, in your defense. Mm-hmm. Julian Edelman didn't watch a lot of tape.
Right.
But he's texting with people who know,
right,
who's telling him he needs it to be perfect. So whether it's his opinion or not, I think it's more informed
than
mine.
But I also feel like there are a lot of people out there, experts that do watch film, that have said Drake May has the potential to be a good player, just like they had Jaden Daniels. So I'm kind of, when people start to say, oh, he's not very good, or he doesn't possess this, or he doesn't possess that, I'm like, well, I'll find you an expert that says the opposite.
You're happy that they took a quarterback.
Yeah.
And for you, it was any of those top three guys. As long as they ended up with one of them, then you're happy.
Right. And that was the way I look at it.
Yeah. Yes.
All I want to say otherwise is that I've already looked up the girlfriend, Ann Michael Hudson, private on Instagram, but I hope that she does well. Drake May's girlfriend. You know, I don't want any blocking. I don't want any issues when it comes to quarterbacks or their girlfriend.
I believe they've been dating for quite a long time, too. They
yes.
were like high school sweethearts.
Correct.
Is that a part of your mock decision?
Yeah, actually.
How long they've been with their girlfriend?
That's why Bo Nix was actually out of the first round, Greg. He's married already.
All right. Courtney, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So we all know about Drake May, and now it's now we have to sit here and figure out, do the Patriots take a wide receiver with their next pick at the start of the second round, which they ultimately should do, because you see a lot of receivers that get drafted in the first round or the second round or even the third round have the ability to do well, and I think Drake May is going to need some of those pieces around them.
So that would be the first piece that you would add. Is a wide receiver.
Wide receiver. My next pick would be a wide receiver. I know a ton of wide receivers went. I, based off what the experts tell me, this was a deep draft of wide receivers. You know, the quarterback situation, I think that most of us thought, except for Shime, that it was going to be Caleb Williams. It was trending towards Jaden Daniels and then Drake May. So I kind of knew that my wish of Jaden Daniels was probably not going to happen. And then I was like, okay, not no expert, but I've seen enough and heard enough about him when he was at UNC that he is a talented player. He's not as good as an athlete as Jaden Daniels, but he's still he's a better athlete than what we saw last year.
Okay.
And he has the ability to
– So he's a better athlete than Mac Jones.
Yes. I would say he's similar athletically, and I'm no Julian Edelman, but I would say he's similar athletically to maybe a Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence type of athlete. I don't really know about Josh Allen. I know some people have compared him there, but I'd put him more towards like a Justin Herbert.
Well, they just compare him to Josh Allen really because of height and
size,
and
right,
size
right? Right. But I don't know if he's that as
and Josh Allen is who you use when you don't have actual good games to hold up in like a draft room. So you say he's going to be a project. He'll develop into someone when you don't have that. Although Josh Allen was at Wyoming, Drake May was in the ACC, but either way.
Yeah. And the only thing I would have had a concern with is if you took Marvin Harrison Jr. And based on the way that this draft went, you might not even got a quarterback. We were talking about Marvin. I think, Greg, you said Marvin Harrison. I'm like, oh, maybe you can jump in and get Michael Penix Jr. But you wouldn't even have that ability. You might have been stuck there with Marvin Harrison Jr. and like a Spencer Rattler.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And I don't know how we would feel today if that's the way.
If that's what it happens.
Yeah,
because
then we'd be kicking the can down the road. So I'm happy with it.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
I am
not a wannabe draft expert, nor am I. Leave that to Shime and to you and to Curtis and to Courtney. So I'm intrigued by a story that is going on Cape Cod, and I want to share that as my lead this morning because I think you may have an opinion on it. In Sandwich, and good morning and hello to all of our Cape Cod listeners. We'll be there in a few weeks for a roadshow, the first of two. But in Sandwich, a woman named Barbara Collins unfortunately passed away from stomach cancer, and her dying wish was to be buried with her horse.
All right.
Her horse is still alive.
Okay.
And the question in Sandwich, the town is divided. Do we take care of the horse that she can be buried with her horse? Or do we save the horse?
Are they voting yay or?
So we actually have, I think, some audio on this. The owner of the farm where the horse is, Shime, if you could share that this morning.
It's in your blood. You can't take it out. Barbara was with horses her whole life. All us horse people know that taking on the horse, there's no guarantee. The only guarantee that Barbara could see was the horse would be safe in heaven. He can stay here. Someone wants to keep him here. We have no qualms about him staying here. It's just I have multiple horses. I can't afford another one.
All right, Curtis, this may in some way affect your opinion. The horse's name is Brady.
Oh.
And so what
so
do you think?
So they got to put the horse down?
What do you think?
Well,
Barbara on ice until he passes.
But they have nobody to take care of the horse.
Well, find somebody to take care of the horse. You can't just take out the horse in the back and shoot it.
Courtney, okay.
That's what they're going to do.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
So what are they supposed to do? Are you going to take care of the horse?
I don't have room in my apartment.
Right.
But
it was her dying wish.
Right.
Well, they should have thought about this before she, you know, put it in the will.
Well, Brady lives forever. That's how I view the world.
I mean, if she's gone and there's nobody to take care of
You guys are in favor of the horse should live? Is that what you're?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's not the horse's problem that Beverly decided. Is her name Beverly?
Barbara.
Barbara. That Barbara decided
to die?
Yeah.
Okay, so Barbara decided to die. Now it's like, well, you know, I don't know how much it costs to take care of a horse, but I'm guessing it's pretty expensive.
Yeah, probably pretty expensive.
So you think if somebody has if God forbid I was to go and I said I want to be buried with Harry, that they should take Harry and shoot him?
Yeah, put him down.
Oh,
what?
My God. You're sick.
You are sick.
You are sick.
He is sick.
If there's nobody to take care of him, what are you supposed to do? If there's nobody to take care of Harry.
Yeah.
Right? It seems like Barbara doesn't have any family members.
Nope.
I'm sure there's a horse sanctuary somewhere.
Yes.
We just had a horse lady on who says, I love horses, but I don't have enough room for another one.
Well, yeah, her in particular.
Right? So maybe people are going to be like, who's paying me for the horse?
Oh, my gosh.
It ain't free. The horse probably lived a good long life.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, those are this morning's leads. We are at the Stone Church in Brattleboro, Vermont. And this roadshow number one, brought to you locally by La Valley Building Supply, with 13 locations in New Hampshire and Vermont and at lavalley.com. Also by Pekarsky's Sausage, home of New England's farm-made sausage, and by Miller Lite and by Harbor One Bank. Coming up, we'll get your thoughts on Drake May. Patriots have made a pick, and good or bad, that will be potentially be your franchise quarterback for a long time. So we'll talk to you about that coming up next. And then we'll get to guest leads here. Roadshow number one, Stone Church, Brattleboro, Vermont, on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
She once considered moving to a dairy farm in Vermont to make babies and churn butter. But instead, she's the queen of the Greg Hill Show and churns out incredible one-liners.
Here's seismologist.
Okay.
Is that how you pronounce it?
It's Courtney Cox on the Greg Hill Show.
I had a dream last night. We drove out to see Las Vegas. We lost ourselves in the bright light.
I'll say this about Courtney. She loves the roadshow season. It's your favorite time of the year.
I do. I do. I love meeting people. I love hugging people. Once I'm done with the news during all the breaks, I'll be out there. You're going to have to drag me back to this seat.
Okay.
Once
gifts,
you come back.
You're accepting gifts.
I don't need anything, but I'll always accept. Yeah. And Shime's not on the road trip, so
yeah.
Adds a nice layer.
All right. Joe, in the car, I believe, would like to talk about Drake May, the new quarterback for the New England Patriots. Joe, good morning. Thanks for calling. What's up?
What's going on? Courtney, what's wrong with you? You gotta shoot the horse. You gotta kill the horse. That's what you wanted. So you gotta kill the horse.
The horse has feelings.
Yeah. You know what? I got a friend. He's got a turtle. He said that, you know, he's looking for somebody to take care of the turtle. You got enough room in your apartment so you can take care of the turtle. Shoot the horse.
Joe, thank you. I thought you wanted to talk about Drake May. I want to talk about Drake May. Joe, thank you. And the only thing I can understand that Joe said was shoot the horse.
Shoot the horse.
Something about a turtle.
I got a friend of a turtle. Shoot the horse.
The Patriots had their biggest pick in 30 years, and you're talking horses.
It's funny last night when you watch the video, watching your reaction to Curtis to Drake May, you're not happy.
He had tears in his eyes.
I did. Yeah. Well, that was mostly because Ken was there. But we've seen this, Greg. We had a front row seat to the rest of the division for 20 years, just chewing up and spitting up top of the draft quarterbacks because they either didn't have the coach or the supporting cast or both. And as I said, Drake may be good. I don't know. I mean, I'm not an expert on this. But he needs people around him to elevate him. He is not the one to elevate others. And the Patriots, with Robert Kraft spending money, haven't spent the money to elevate anybody around the quarterback. So you were able to win when you had an all-time great. I look at this roster and I look at the coaching staff, and he's a guy I think in 3 years will be on a different team.
You think so?
Yeah, because it's just – it's so hard even when you have everything. Look at Tua, right? We all think he was a hit, top five pick. He was an MVP candidate briefly last year. Look at all the Dolphins have done to build around him, and they still can't win a playoff game.
So then if that's the case, then you either have Patrick Mahomes or you have the elite wide receiver and the elite quarterback.
Or you have Jared Goff, who, while he was the number one pick, if it was redrafted, would not have been the top pick in the draft. He was traded by the team that took him number one overall.
Right.
And you build with a lot of talent around him. They have a very good defense. They took a guy in Aiden Hutchinson in the top three in the draft. They built around the roster.
Brock Purdy would be an example of that.
Brock Purdy. I mean, it's not – obviously, Mahomes is going to be in the Super Bowl most years. He's an all-time great. But if you don't think – they didn't think Drake May was Mahomes. If they did, they wouldn't be entertaining calls about trading out of that pick. So unless you have that guy, you need to elevate everyone around
so
him.
So can't you get that because you brought up Detroit. Can't you get that wide receiver in the second round, very similar to what Detroit has in Amra St. Brown? And I think Amra St. Brown, Chime, you might know better than I do. I want to say he might have been a second round
pick. No, he was either third or fourth round.
Okay, a third or fourth round pick. I'm sorry about that. So you're able to get a wide receiver with your next pick, which is going to be at the top of the second round. And that guy that you get, hopefully what you'll get is him and Drake May. You'll see like, oh, wow, they have some type of chemistry. Then you sprinkle in a Kendrick Bourne. You sprinkle in a Hunter Henry. You run the football because you have Ramondre Stevenson. And you go, our defense is good. And with our young kid, we're going to keep everything nice and easy for him. And you start to look at it like, okay, this can be the guy of the future.
You're not going to ask him to – this season, you're not going to ask him to throw the ball out a lot.
No.
But I would like to pick a little bit more if they signed that tackle that the Jets got Johnson. Was it Tyron Smith. And they had Calvin Ridley. Because then at least you're now looking at the rest of the draft and you can add around it. They don't have a left tackle. They don't have a number one wide receiver. I'm sorry. Those are two really important positions.
Yeah, but you could theoretically get both of those today.
Right, and you could theoretically draft, any one of the Nikhil awful second-round picks they've had. Duke Dawson, the cornerback, whatever the hell that
but
guy
that,
is.
I mean, listen, I think Marvin Harrison's going to be great. But if you got Marvin Harrison –
Do you think Drake May's going to be great?
I think he has the ability.
There you go. That's why you take him at three.
Right, but the only reason why I think he's going to be great because it's a little bit easier. But if he doesn't have the quarterback, then Marvin Harrison could potentially be like a lot of first-round wide receiver busts that they're out there. They just don't have somebody to get him the football.
Marvin Harrison Jr. didn't have the quarterback at Ohio State.
It's college, though. It's a different world.
And he was the guy everybody gave
around.
Yeah,
but Curtis,
so
many people comp Marvin Harrison Jr. to like Larry Fitzgerald. And how many years of Larry Fitzgerald's career did he just waste away in Arizona when they sucked? Like, that's the issue.
I always forget. It wasn't Antonio Brown. Who was the receiver that made that unbelievable catch against
Santonio Holmes?
Santonio Holmes. Without that unbelievable throw and catch by Roethlisberger and Santonio Holmes, Larry Fitzgerald's a Super Bowl winning wide receiver.
Yeah,
that was taken
he had one run like that, and that
I would love one run.
But it wasn't only because of Larry Fitzgerald too. Like they had Anquan Boldin, they had Kurt Warner. Like
yeah,
they were
right.
They had everything else.
Shime, I hope you're right. And if you're right, then nothing else matters. They have the quarterback. But
yeah.
If you're wrong. My thing is that it is far more likely for Marvin Harrison Jr. to be an asset for this organization for 10 years than it will be for Drake.
If you could keep him in the building, though, if you don't have a quarterback, it's going to be really difficult. I mean, you see how fickle wide receivers are now in the NFL. There's a chance he's gone to a different team in 4 years because he just won't sign here.
Well, and Jacoby Brissett is not a bum. I mean, he can throw
the football
to Marvin Harrison Jr.
He's a backup.
That's Curtis's point.
No, he's not.
This is Cotto from Leominster. Cotto, good morning.
Good morning. Just want to say that last guy that called, if you're listening, you need some help, man. but I like the draft pick. I think that any of the three quarterbacks that went were going to be good. I'm okay with Drake May. I just think that I agree with Wiggy. If in this second round you need to take a receiver, and if you don't take a receiver, then it's essentially the same thing that happened to Mac is going to happen, is where you have somebody who has some sort of upside who can maybe be something, but you're surrounding him with absolute crap. He's going to be crap. You, like Julian Edelman said, you gotta surround him with good players, or else you're just not going to help him or even elevate his game.
Yeah, Cotto, thank you. That's the issue, is that a lot of people are going to be saying he's okay. Like Otto says, Drake May is okay.
Right.
He's okay.
And you look at also when we talk about the 49ers, right, with Brock Purdy, they have an elite offensive mind in Kyle Shanahan. The Dolphins have an elite offensive mind in Mike McDaniel. The Chiefs have maybe the best offensive mind in the history of the NFL in Andy Reid. The Patriots have a third most famous Van Pelt.
Can we say thank you to Robin, who's the owner here at the Stone Church?
Woo!
Robin?
Yeah.
Morning.
Morning. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
How long have you had this place?
We opened in 2017.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
And was it? Are you the first to do live music? Was it a church up until you bought it?
No, it stopped being a church in, I think, the late 60s, early 70s. Went through, it used to be offices in here, then retail space. And for about 10, 12 years before we took over, it was rented out as for dance classes and
it's awesome.
DIY
it's,
shows.
It's and, beautiful.
Yeah.
And you're going to start serving at 8? This morning?
Yeah, I'll hop back there.
Okay, all right. Open the bar up at 8.
All right.
And you got music all the time? And
yeah. Yeah, we do about 130 concerts a year, about 150 events total.
Awesome.
Wow.
All over the range. We do metal, folk.
Well, we're hoping that we get a Vermont creamy, or a maple creamy. Is that the local treat?
You can get that somewhere. Not here.
Not here.
I was going to say, Jackson. Perfect venue for the wedding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd Jackson. Good.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That'd be so nice.
Yep.
So do you charge?
Yes.
Okay. Then maybe not.
Yeah, he's out.
Yep.
Well, thanks for having us here.
Yeah,
round of applause for Robin.
Thank you.
And you guys, thanks for being here this morning. We're here up until Gresham Foyer at 10 there in Detroit. And we will continue talking draft. We'll get to They Said It coming up next. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we'll hear from Drake May on being a New England Patriot, among other things, next during They Said It.